Hello and thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Bite-Sized Cybercrime, the podcast where we discuss cybercrimes and cybersecurity news. This week we will be discussing a pretty common scam that you've probably seen before. I know I have. Fake United States Postal Service texts. I get these texts pretty often, and I've had quite a few people reach out to me recently saying they actually ended up being fooled by them, and were wondering if anything can be done about it. As it so turns out, it was recently discovered that these US Postal Service phishing sites get about as much traffic as the actual USPS website. And what's worse is that around the holiday season, the malicious websites actually get even more traffic than the real one. So what's up with that? Why is this specifically something people are clicking on the links for? The smishing, or SMS phishing, messages use a method of deception called combo squatting. Combo squatting is basically just creating a website that looks like it could be legitimate, but it really isn't. It's not a new technique by any means, but combo squatting is a relatively new term. This isn't to be confused with typo squatting. Typo squatting specifically takes advantage of typos people may make when searching a website, or by using letters that look really similar, like a capital I and a lowercase l. Some examples of the fake USPS domain names are usps-post.com, usps-help.store, stamps-usps.online. Similar domains, ones that seem like, yeah, USPS might actually own this, but, well, they don't. It's not very uncommon to see websites have different subdomains or make other websites that use different top-level domains, like instead of .com, .shop. Or .info. Subdomains are also relatively common now. For example, a legitimate subdomain used by the USPS is store.usps.com. Combo squatting is especially effective because there's a lot of different ways to make domain names. You can put the words in several different orders. So I don't see anyone running out of fake domains anytime soon. It's also not so unusual to receive notifications for deliveries. I personally like keeping these on, so I'm aware of when packages arrive for me, and for some peace of mind that the packages I sent out are arriving in the right place. Online shopping, as well as online businesses, have rapidly expanded thanks to the internet, and websites like Amazon, Shopify, Etsy, things like that. And this type of scam is perfect for targeting those who buy and sell things online frequently. Naturally, you would expect to be notified of an issue. For example, I ordered a new keyboard recently because I broke mine by spilling tea on it. It was very sad. Anyways, it was being delivered, and I received a text from UPS, notably not USPS, that they failed to deliver it because I wasn't home and needed to sign for it. Which was important because I didn't actually know I had to sign for the keyboard and just wanted them to leave it, but anyways, I planned around it and got my keyboard safely. My point being, a message from the United States Postal Service saying, "We failed to send or deliver your package. Go to our website here for more details," isn't something that would be unexpected. And if it lands at the perfect time, it could easily trick someone. This just had me thinking, if I got a fake message about a failed delivery around when my keyboard was trying to be delivered, there was a chance I might have at least clicked on the website. But what's actually the goal of this? What are these fake USPS sites actually getting from this exchange? Well, it's pretty simple, and you can apply this to virtually every scam out there. Money. Typically, the end goal is to get you to pay a re-delivery fee to try it again, which is something that does happen, and something I had to pay to reschedule my UPS delivery when they kept trying to deliver it when I wasn't home. I know that wasn't a scam because I did successfully get my keyboard. I also, of course, checked the domain of the website to make sure everything looked correct. But if it was a well-timed smish or SMS fish message, I may have been scammed. At least I would have probably clicked on the website and looked around a bit. But of course, it's not always going to stop at this fee, which can be hundreds of dollars. Once they have your banking information, more money can and may be drained from your account. What makes this really convincing, though, is that the phishing sites actually look exactly like the real USPS website. There's nothing glaringly wrong with many of them. The tracking status page looks pretty realistic, the banners look correct. Some sites even claim to be selling stamps in bulk, which happened last November in 2023. taking advantage of people trying to ship out gifts or Christmas cards to friends and relatives. I've looked at quite a few of these phishing websites, and I was actually pretty surprised how accurate they got them to look. I wouldn't really blame anyone who clicked on a fake text message thinking it was the real USPS site, or at least some kind of alternative subdomain. These types of scams are actually something I've wanted to talk about for a while, but I didn't really have any data to contextualize how widespread they are. But now I do. Akamai, a cloud security technology company, recently put out a report verifying that these scams work, with some numbers and charts to back up these claims. If we total the amount of people trying to access the real USPS website versus all the fake ones, nearly half of those requests are for the malicious websites, about 48%. I found this really shocking to see in numbers, but it makes sense. A couple times recently, people came up to me at work to ask about this exact type of scam after they realized it was a scam and asked what they should do about it or if there's anything they should worry about. Thankfully, none of them ended up actually entering their payment information into the website. I guess something just seemed fishy by that point, but I'm sure a lot of people have. So, what can you actually do about this? One important thing to keep in mind is that the United States Postal Service will not text you unless you specifically authorize it on that delivery. So if you're not expecting updates, you're not going to get them. But what if you are and you want to make sure it's legit and not just a conveniently timed scam? Well, the USPS text messages will not actually contain any link at all. If you see a link, don't click it, which is probably something I say every week now, but seriously, don't click the link. If you suspect there's issues with your actual delivery, whether it's being sent or received, go to USPS.com by yourself, either on your computer or your cell phone, and check the tracking number from there. In fact, something you'll find is that many of these scam texts provide completely fake tracking numbers, but they just look legitimate because the tracking numbers are wrong. It's just a random string of letters and numbers. Thank you to Akamai, Bleeping Computer, NoB4, and the USPIS. For information on these types of scams, as well as the numbers behind how many people are actually potentially falling victim to them. I am a huge numbers and data person, so seeing the actual data for this was really shocking. And it makes me interested in the rates for similar types of scams and what sets these apart. Those numbers we may have sometime in the future, but for now, thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Bite-Sized Cybercrime, and until next time, stay secure.